meal plans for tomorrow night?
Not at all. I'm going to eat a lot. I need to eat. So I'm going to eat as much as I can.
As far as growing up as a kid, what was your favorite? What was your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Just getting the whole family together. I think in Thanksgiving, you have all your family fly from out of town from different places, and you get to enjoy one meal together. I think that was the most special part to me. So we're going to spend it tonight at my house, and then my parents are going to spend it on Friday with my brother in Lakeland. So, because they play tomorrow night.
You've been eating a lot to get the weight back up?
Yeah, I had to. I was down a lot. I didn't want to admit it to you guys, but I got it back.
I knew it.
Well, I can't give you everything.
How much did you lose, Mike?
15 pounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it fun to be able to eat a lot to gain the weight back?
Yeah, at first I didn't even like food because I was so scared of throwing it up again. But now I'm back eating on a regular schedule. I got all my weight back. It just feels good to be back heavy.
How many calories a day do you eat?
Too many. I got my own chef, so she does a good job making sure I eat a lot of food.
How much do you pay for that chef?
Really?
Hey, Mike, do you see these last five games pretty much all playoff games for you guys? I mean, you feel like you need to go on the table?
We have to. I mean, we can't lose another game. If we lose another game, we're going to put ourselves in a very bad situation. We'll be fighting to the very end. And so we got to make sure we win all these games, and every one of them is going to be very important.
What about playing, obviously, a rivalry game, but December game in the Meadowlands, cold weather, might be blowing. What's that experience like?
It's going to be really fun. You know, like I said, this is a big-time rivalry inside of our organization. We take this game very seriously, and so we'll be ready to play. No matter if it's 100 degrees or 0 degrees outside, we're going to be ready to play, and we're going to play the same way, very physical.
What do you do to prepare the rookies, the young guys who haven't experienced the Jets rivalry specifically yet, or what to expect?
Well, you just got to explain to them the importance of it. I mean, all these guys have come from big-time universities, so they've all played in rivalry games. And they understand when you come to practice, it's a different feel. Obviously, when we step on the field on Sunday, it's going to be a totally different feeling. So just got to, you know, just guide those young guys and just let them know the importance of this game. And obviously, every game from here on out is going to be very important.
You guys haven't scored 30 points once in a game this year. It's never happened in this team since the team's first year, like almost 50 years ago.
Yep.
Is that frustrating that you guys aren't scoring more points?
Yeah, it's very frustrating. I mean, but when we get down to the red zone, we're very effective. And so we just got to, you know, do what we do best and try and start faster in football games and put ourselves in those situations where we're in the red zone, because when we're in the red zone, we're a very good football team.
I mean, did you expect to be one of the better offensive teams in the league this year?
Well, obviously. I mean, we expect that every year. No one goes into the season expecting to be a bad football team. We put in a lot of work in the offseason, and we added a lot of pieces. And so we did expect to do more than we did last year, but we still got five games to prove ourselves, and we're going to take this last quarter of the season very serious.
What's your best memory from
this rivalry? It's a lot of them. But it's just always a good game. You know, it always comes down to the very end. Obviously, last year when we went up there, we played very well in every aspect of the game, and so we're planning on doing that same thing. We got to play very well on special teams and put our offense in good situations, and our defense has to go out and stop these guys.